You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a vibrant spiritual community committed to individual and collective awakening through sacred teachings and practices, one God, one heart, many paths.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Unity of Tustin. Will you please join me in prayer? Beloved one, we give thanks for you. For this time together, for this sacred and blessed community, and for each other, we open ourselves and turn toward your divine presence. We know that this time is holy and sacred, and we are grateful for your many blessings upon us, today and every day. And so it is. Amen. Nevin Valentine and Daryl Haldaway have been Unity Truth students since 2000. They spent 12 years as members of Unity in Marin and have been here at Unity of Tustin since 2012. They are currently staff members, Nevin as the Youth and Family Ministry Director for 7 years. And Daryl as our Communications Coordinator. Nevin and Daryl are licensed and certified relationship coaches, having studied under the mentorship of Dr. Harville Hendricks and trained at the Relationship Coaching Institute. They are Imago educators and have been coaches following Hendricks's Imago model since 2003. Prior to their coaching practice, Nevin was a college instructor with a master's degree in early childhood education, and Daryl was a video producer and a news editor with ABC TV. They have 5 children, 7 grandchildren, and are extremely happy to be part of Unity of Tustin's family.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Voices of Unity. That was just what we needed. Really, thank you. Oh, yeah, there's more of you right here. Thank you, too. And Karen, thank you so much for filling in for me today. What would we do without you? I guess I'd be sitting there and she'd be alone. So thanks to all of you. So let's begin by honoring and embracing our word of the month, our power of the month, strength. Strength to endure. To persevere, to stay the course. Very appropriate for this time that we're in and this time of the year that we're in. First we have January, we have faith, we have all that we can muster. And then the strength that comes next in this cycle of 12 powers is something we need to understand is the most important piece to drive us forward, to stay the course, to endure and to be able to access the will and the understanding and the love and all the 12 powers and everything that we have to work through to reach our highest potential.
So one of our core values here at Unity is love. So we have the 12 powers, we have the 5 principles, and we have our core values. So love. The core value of love states, we are divine expressions of God, balancing wisdom and compassion, loving kindness, acceptance, and respect. And I must say that the Pam, Connie, and Peggy coming up here and making that beautiful, heartfelt, divinely guided announcement, and for Tim, and for Joe, and for Zelda to step up and support this board and this community. Love is who we are, and we are showing up here today as love. Love is what has kept us together as a community during our transition. And love is what has prepared us to welcome a new senior minister. And so today, here we are. Daryl and I were going to give this talk in 2 weeks, because we often do a talk on Valentine's Day weekend. But Reverend Clive wanted to have, he had a getaway plan, and so we said we'll do it here. And is this not the most perfect time for us to be giving this talk on relationships in a community? Yes. It's divinely inspired, divine order. So,
can we have the next slide, please, Tony?
So today we are, so we're here in love, celebrating.
Not that one.
So we, Daryl and I see that our next step as a community is to become spiritual partners in a conscious relationship with one another. That's who we are, what we're headed for. And certainly today is the day to begin that and launch that. And we're here to invite you to join us in that. Mary Jean Haas has just written a brilliant book. It's called In the Foothills of Enlightenment. And in her book, she writes, I'm going to quote this, quote, "A spiritual community of commonly aligned souls is essential to the spiritual path." And you know what? That's who we are. That's why you got up this morning and came to Unity of Tustin, to be with other commonly aligned souls on a spiritual path. And the best way to deepen our individual path is to do it together. So, I'm just feeling so happy and grateful, Pam. Thank you. Each relationship lives in the space between the two. So it lives between you two, between us, between everybody here. And philosopher and psychologist Martin Buber says that the relationship is here and it's sacred. And because it's sacred, we must keep the space between us safe, which means we don't pollute it with any form of negativity, criticism, reactivity, defensiveness. And that's why, as a community of commonly aligned souls, we invite you to use conscious communication whenever you are sharing a gentle truth with one another, whenever we are discussing our spiritual journey together, or there's a roller coaster up and down situation that's splashing around on the surface temporarily of our lives that we want to share with one another, that we have a container to hold each other, to be able to hold whatever it is you're saying to me. So, let me just take a look. Yep, that's pretty much what I wanted to say for now.
There are no
cues
with this one.
And a few extra things I threw in.
When she's done, I start. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen. This well-known verse from the Gospel of John quotes Jesus Christ as he's talking to the Jews who would have him killed. Jesus is telling them that if they continue to believe in the truth of individual divinity, that higher consciousness that all of us are seeking, then everything else will fall into place. So, the kingdom first. You've heard this before. I believe this passage is one of the most meaningful in the Bible, and especially for those of us who translate the parables and the statements in the Bible for how they affect us right here, right now, in our human lives today. There's the higher consciousness, and then there's this piece we call living on earth. And in those times, we need to access the statements in the scriptures and say, how does this affect me? How am I going to take this into my life and be a better brother and sister, be a better person in this world? And for me, this means when I'm in a safe environment, this sacred space that Nevin was talking about, and I can speak my own truth without fear of judgment or fear of being put down or fear that I won't be heard, then I'm free. Do you understand that? Do you get that? Would you want to live in that environment too, where we have a safe enough structure where we feel comfortable with speaking to anybody about anything what's on our mind as kindly as we can, of course, but to be heard and to be known? Isn't that what we all want? And here's the next piece. I'm not asking any of you to necessarily agree with what I'm saying. I just want to be heard. Because what I'm saying is just my own truth, how I see the world. My perspective and your perspective may differ. And in fact, we have hundreds of perspectives here in this community. Is it important that we all agree? Boring. But let's okay. That's if I go off script here, we'll be here. We'll miss the game. So I say that each of our individual points of view, the way we see things, carries equal weight. So let's just agree to disagree. Let's just understand that we have something to say. Listen carefully to what everyone has to say and honor them for that. And do the same for me. Just see me for who I am and who I'm trying to strive for. See the world through my point of view, through my eyes, and I'll do the same to you.
So many of us at Unity of Chesson have studied the works of Don Miguel Ruiz's Four Agreements. So Tony, that Four Agreements slide would be helpful. Okay, thank you, Tony. All right, so these Four Agreements provide a very strong guidelines for being in community, especially a conscious community of spiritual partners, of commonly aligned souls. Don't you love that? That's who we are, and let's be that. Let's be those commonly aligned souls. And one way we can achieve that is by each of us individually doing our individual practice of practicing, and I do mean practicing, these four agreements. And the first one is be impeccable with your word, which means speak your truth. And I always tell parents when you're talking to children to be in alignment with who you are so that you're congruent, that your words, your facial expressions, the tone of voice all match. So you're speaking your truth in a way that can be heard clearly. And also impeccable by your word also means that you are mindful of what you say. Just because you think it doesn't mean you say it. And also, what are you saying to yourself? You know, turn up the volume into your own self-talk and listen to what you're saying to yourself. Be impeccable with your word to yourself. Be kind and loving to yourself. The second one is don't take it personally. Hello? Everybody is in their own world with their own thoughts, their own feelings, their own worldview. And when they do or say or act, they're not doing it against you. They're doing it for themselves for whatever reason. But if you take it personally, you're going to constantly be having your feelings hurt, being upset, ruminating about what they did or said. Don't take anything personally. You think you can do that? You can do it if you practice, if you stay conscious to the fact that, oh, there I go again, taking it personally. Don't make assumptions. That's another big one. So much of the drama and the suffering that we have in our lives is because we're making assumptions. There are studies that show that 99% of what we think about other people's thoughts, feelings, or behaviors is not true. That most of our thoughts are not even true. So if we're going around making assumptions and then we're believing them, and we're living our life as if those assumptions are true, it is not going to be helpful to you or to your community members that you are in community with. So don't make assumptions. And the last one is just always do your best. Sometimes your best is really the best, and sometimes it's just barely good enough. But whatever it is, if your intention is to do your best in any given situation, that is the fourth agreement, to do your best and to forgive yourself when you're not, your best is not quite as best as it could be. So these four agreements would have, if I had followed them on Tuesday, would have really been helpful. I thought you'd never ask. All right, so my son Reed is in Cuba this week, and I was walking from my office to the bookstore, and I had looked at my phone, and all of a sudden the weather app went dink. And I glanced at the weather app, and it said, it let me know that there was a 7.7 earthquake between Cuba and Jamaica just happened, and there was a tsunami warning. So did I not take it personally or not make assumptions or be impeccable with my word? No, none of that. And I was not at my best. I went into panic. I made many assumptions. I caused chaos and drama. I called his office in Salem, Oregon. And I said, "This is Reed's mother. Do you know where he is?" "And do you know that there's a 7.7 earthquake and there's a tsunami warning heading towards Cuba at this moment?" And they said, I could hear them say, "Is there an earthquake in Cuba?" And they said, "Anybody heard from Reed?" And they said, and I said, "You know, Cuba is a communist country and it's very hard to get communication. They have very limited Wi-Fi." So Reed did not have Google the whole week. And so they said, "Okay, we'll call you as soon as we find out. We're going to reach out and try to find him, communicate with him. We'll call you back." All right, now, had I been impeccable with my word and not made assumptions and do my best, instead of pick up the phone and call Reed's office, I also text my daughter, called his wife. You know, I got the whole thing going on. And so if I would have, you know, maybe done some research about exactly where the earthquake was in relation to where Reed was, it would have been a lot better. And so a couple hours later, and by then I calmed down because there was nothing on the news about any big tsunami or, you know, there was an earthquake, but it was in the middle of the ocean. It was shallow. So a couple hours later, his staff called me back and said, "Reed's fine. He's in Havana on the other side. He did not even know there was an earthquake, nor did he feel anything." So that's, you know, so without, now if I follow the four agreements, none of that would happen. So that's just a little story in real life, real time, that if I, as your spiritual partner in this thing called the journey of a spiritual path together, if I practice these four agreements, if I commit to being a container for you when you come to me with an upset or something you need to share with me, if I can be a receptive, safe container for you, then that goal of being commonly aligned souls on the spiritual path is spiritual community can be achieved minute by minute. And for me, obviously, I need to practice these things minute by minute. So, thank you for that. Yep, more to come.
We believe that the founders of Unity, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, would really applaud this intention for our community. The spoken word was very important, especially to both of them, but especially to Charles, who talked about it extensively, and along with their desire to see the good and the God in everything, and bring consciousness to every single event that's happening in our lives, was a very powerful message, and they were our founders. So it was powerful then and meaningful then, and I think it stands true today. Very important, the spoken word, how you use it, how you hear it. Okay?
Yeah. So living these spiritual truths of listening to one another with our heart, keeping the space between us safe and free of any negativity, is in alignment with the fifth unity principle, which is to walk the talk. A person must live the truth that they know. And just like the third agreement, which is don't make assumptions, that's also in alignment with the third unity principle, which is we create our experiences by what we choose to think and believe. That's one of the core principles of the unity truth movement, which is, and this is what we teach the children in the family ministry from the time they're two, the first thing is they begin to have language. We tell them, you're the boss of your thoughts. You get to choose what you think. You can think things that make you feel better. So
I'm thinking some of those thoughts right now.
That's good, Daryl.
I feel better. You know, Nevin and I and the couples that we've worked with by using some of the principles and some of the, we're going to teach you a couple of little, there's going to be a, this is how you do it. bit at the end here. It's drawn us closer to, not just within our own relationship, but it's drawn us closer to our family and our friends, and hopefully in our community. Not hopefully, it's drawn us closer to you. We try to be good listeners. We see you as good listeners and loving members of our big family. So what we're going to talk about today, and this is the how-to, are the three steps of the intentional dialogue that we learned from Dr. Harville Hendricks. And the first of those is to mirror. That is, when we hear someone speaking to us, and it's oftentimes a quick exchange, and they've said something, and we're jumping on them, and by the time we finish, you know, we've come to some conclusions, but has anyone really been heard completely? So when someone brings up especially a sensitive topic or something that's really on their heart, you can see in their eyes they really want to share something with you, listen to them and mirror back what you've heard them say. It's just a moment of pause, reflection, and if you get to the point where you're actually realizing you're going to have to mirror back to them, you're going to become a better listener. You're not going to miss words. You're not going to miss what the intention of what they had to say was. So mirror it back in sort of a flat mirror. That is to say, don't throw your own inflections in. You mean, do you hurt? You know, no. Try to be, as Nevin was saying earlier, keep that same alignment in your tone and in what you've heard. Repeat it back to them, and then validate their position. This doesn't mean you agree with their position. This means you validate them for what they've just told you. You make sense. Knowing you, you make sense. What you've just told me makes a lot of sense because I know where you're coming from on this. You know, let them know that their position has validity. And then, thirdly, you're going to take that, and we're going to give you an example to try this in a minute. You're going to take that validity and that what you've heard from them, and you're going to empathize with them. Not always easy for some of us to empathize, to get into another person's heart, to feel their sadness or their happiness or whatever it is. But you're going to say something like, I imagine you might be feeling, given what you just said, I imagine you might be feeling lonely. Or you might be feeling joyful. Or you might be feeling hopeful, whatever it happens to be. And then it seems like it's, wow, this is an awful lot of effort. No, you clear up things quickly. We don't have this high-level discussion, argument, hello, debate, and come away with nothing. So in this simple exchange, you've really gotten to the point where you know what they mean and who they are, and you've gotten to know them on a deeper level. You empathize with them, and they're going to want to hear from you then, too. That's the point, okay?
Mm-hmm. And Teresa, would you come up here, please?
Oh, yes. Evan's called Teresa.
I'm going to invite Teresa to come up, and I didn't ask her, and I didn't want her to be ruminating all through the talk that she was going to be asked to come up, but I know Teresa is happy to do this. So, Teresa, what we're going to do is, there's the mic, and thank you for saying yes, not that you had any choice at all.
Sure. It's sacred space, right?
Yes, it's sacred space. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some sentence stems.
Okay.
And all you have to do is finish them. And I'll be doing the mirroring and the validating and okay. empathizing with you. And so let's see, make sure that everybody can see you. So let's kind of do it like that. So y'all welcome Teresa and give her some love. One of our beloved members of this fabulous Voices of Unity Choir. So Teresa, so would you just finish this sentence? So something that I appreciate about Unity of Tustin is?
The community.
Just say something I appreciate.
Oh, something yeah. I appreciate about Unity of Tustin.
Is the community.
Is the community.
Mm-hmm. And why is the community important to you?
The community is important to me because it supports me and it gives me an opportunity to be with like-minded souls.
Okay. So what I've heard so far is that what you appreciate about Unity of Tustin is the community and that being with like-minded souls supports you. Is there more about that?
I really appreciate the mystical community we have here, and how we support each other on our paths with the mystical community, or with our own journey. You know, for me, there's been a lot that I've been through over the last 5 years, and I really feel supported by each of the individuals here, particularly by the choir, that has been so lovely in supporting me on my journey.
So what I heard you say is that you appreciate the mystical aspects of this community, and especially how it's been, you've been supported, especially during the last 5 years when you've had so much has happened, so much loss, and that you feel really supported, especially by the choir.
Yes.
Did I get you?
You did.
Okay. So what I heard you say is that you appreciate the community, especially the choir, the mystical part of this community, and that part of your spiritual path is very important, and you feel supported by this community. So is that a good summary?
Oh, you did an amazing job.
Oh, thank you. And so given that, Teresa, you make so much sense that you would feel supported by this community, that the community part of it would be so important to you, especially because I know how much you've been through mm-hmm. in the last 5 years with losing Michael and mm-hmm. and having that you know, every Monday to be with the like-minded souls singing together and being here serving in that way has been so big. And I imagine you're feeling grateful and joyful and happy that you had this opportunity to share with your community.
Yeah, I feel very grateful. I mean, I don't...
Tell them.
Okay. Oh, you're going to make me cry. I mean...
I feel very grateful.
I feel very grateful. To walk the journey of losing two very important people in your life. I couldn't have done it without you. I just could not have gotten up every morning without the support of this community.
Yeah, she could not have gotten up every morning without the support of this community. That's who you are. That's why you're here. And we bless you. We appreciate it. We love you.
Thank you.
See the divine within you. Beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, so in closing, we'd like to say our affirmation. Tony, if you bring that up. So I just want to thank you, Teresa. That's a beautiful, I can just see how it went from how when you hold the space for someone, the way I just held it for Teresa, if she would have said, I really appreciate this community, the community, and I would say, oh, I appreciate it too. Then all of a sudden, I haven't crossed the bridge into her world where I'm seeing it through her point of view. Now we'd be back in my world about how I feel about it. And so by containing it and holding it, and when you mirror back someone's words, they get to hear what they said. And then they can hear what they said, and then they'll say it back. I mean, they can go a little bit deeper because they feel felt. We all want to feel felt and gotten and understand and understood. And that's the beauty of a structure like the intentional dialogue that we just demonstrated. So, all right. So our affirmation, Daryl and I will say it first, and then we ask you to join us. So we are a loving spiritual community. And the truth will set us free. Together with passion and loud. Can we hear it?
We are a loving spiritual community. And the truth will set us free.
Thank you. Woo! You did it. Thank you.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.